بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Last time we have discussed the chapter of باب ما جاء في التطيب, the chapter of باب ما جاء في التنجيم, the chapter of باب ما جاء في الاستسقاء بالأنواع. What is التطيب؟ What is superstition? Yes. What is التطيب?
التطيب is the thing that makes you turn away from your mission.
Things that will make you turn away from your mission. Does it have to be things that you see or things that you hear?
It could be things that you see or anything that you hear.
Things that you see or things that you hear. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam negated التطيب, what type of negation he that refers to? You have one. How about you? What type of negation?
He negated the fact that the player has any type of reality to it.
Has any type of reality to it.
Right. He negated that it doesn't have a reality to it.
Okay. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam negated al-adwa, what type of negation that is? Al-adwa, contagiosity. When the Prophet said there is no contagiosity and there is no qiyara, there is no superstition.
It cannot happen without the will of Allah.
Yes, this is one. Can you add to that?
That's what I'm saying. Is that he negated the fact that the action is only.
Okay. Why then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, do not let the sick come near the healthy if there is no contagiosity?
Because there is contagiosity, however, there is no contagiosity that comes from the contagiosity, but it comes from the will of Allah. It doesn't. The contagiosity doesn't. It doesn't act on its own.
Yes.
But Allah Taala is the one who is in control of.
So what you need to say for you to clear this issue, you say contagiosity, being close to the sick person, is a reason to get sick. Mm-hmm. But that does not mean being close to a sick person. The contagiosity will act on its own and make you sick. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam told us not to go next to the sick people, for us not to be subjected to the reason of sickness. Yet nevertheless he told us, and he negated that the contagiosity takes place by its own. Therefore, if somebody was next to a sick person and this person gets that same disease, you cannot go to that person and tell him, you gave me this disease, I attracted this disease from you. The Prophet negated that. He said there is no contagiosity in that perspective. What is al-fa'l?
That's like encouragement.
Encouragement. What are the knowledge of astrology? We said there are two types of the knowledge of astrology. علم النجوم. علم التأثير وعلم التفسير. What is علم التأثير?
توجد مسألة.
هذه واحدة. يعني هي سبب لإيجاد الأم.
إذا انتقل نجم المكان هي
نجم. سبب إيجاد المطر. تمام. والثالثة معرفة الغيب. What are the three parts of علم التأثير?
Number one is that the stars have an influence on the earth.
Okay. Second fact. The second one.
And the star that it creates.
Okay, and the third one.
And that the motion of the star causes.
That's what he said. Yeah. Or the emotions that we can read in the emotions of the stars, the unseen. All of that is null and void. See, that was in the lesson and that was in the khutbah. And also, what is the ilm of at-tasir, the knowledge of the motions of the stars. And this knowledge is authentic, to know the direction, to know the season. So when people say, when so-and-so stars appear in so-and-so location, this is an indication that the summer has started. This is correct knowledge. But people cannot say, because the star so-and-so moved from this location to the second location, or because the moon is in this phase of it is different 28 phases, this is what causes the rain. And this is the chapter of, we were talking about, there is no seeking or attributing rain to the star. You understand? Having said that, inshallah, we move to the next three chapters that we're trying to cover tonight, and they are very important chapters. The first chapter deals with love. The heart, there's two emotions that make the heart tick, that will make the heart go along. And those two emotions are love and fear. Love and fear, they have to be at a balance for the heart to be in a correct status. Love and fear, they have to strike a balance in your heart for your heart to be at an equilibrium. So let's talk about first love. Love is two types of love. We have love which is an act of worship, and love which is not an act of worship. We're going to discuss love which is an act of worship. The love which is an act of worship, the motive of that love is a glorification to Allah and submissiveness to Allah. So the motive behind the love which is an act of worship is glorification to Allah and submissiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perfection in enslaving ourselves to Allah is related and connected to loving Allah. Perfection in enslaving ourselves to Allah is connected to loving Allah in a perfect way. To loving Allah perfectly. To loving Allah a perfect love. Loving Allah a perfect love is connected to Allah's perfection. You see the sequence? Perfection in enslaving yourself to Allah is connected to loving Allah perfectly. Loving Allah perfectly is connected to Allah's perfection. Because Allah is perfect. Thus, we love Allah because of two things. The first thing, He is worthy of our love because He is perfect. And that which is perfect, we love. Allah is perfect in His name, perfect in His attributes, help us to remember Him. المحبة الناشئة عن ذات الله من محبة الله لذاته توجب الشكر توجب الذكر المحبة الناشئة من كمال الله سبحانه وتعالى توجب الذكر. The love that comes because Allah is worthy of love, this type of love compels you to remember Allah. Because everything you see around you reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The flowers, the mountains, the seas, the people, everything is supported and backed by Allah's wisdom. Therefore, whatever you see, you say subhanallah. The creation that you see is from the actions of Allah. Allah created those things. So the creation of Allah reminds you of Allah's action. And Allah's actions remind you of Allah's attributes. So therefore, this type of love compels you to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also we love Allah because of His bounty. هذه المحبة الناشئة عن النعمة وتوجب الشكر. فالمحبة الناشئة عن كمال الله سبحانه وتعالى توجب الذكر. والمحبة الناشئة من نعم الله سبحانه وتعالى توجب الشكر. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وليتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تشكرون. Allah is going to make His bounty perfect over you so you are grateful. So you see, loving Allah plays an important role in our life. This true love is demonstrated by preferring your beloved over anything else. True love is demonstrated by preferring your beloved over anything else that you love. المحبة الحقيقية مصداق المحبة الحقيقية إيثار المحبوب على جميع محبوبات النفوس. إيثار المحبوب على جميع محبوبات النفوس. To prefer your beloved over anything else that you beloved, that you love. So you love Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And Allah commands you to do something. Yet that what you are commanded to do comes against your desire. And here you have to demonstrate your love by preferring your beloved Allah over what you also you love. And this is how you demonstrate your love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So love to Allah is an act of worship. We love Him because He is perfect. We love Him because of His bounty. There's a few lines of poetry that I translated from Arabic and I added things to it. It says, with passion practice your Islam, with love increase your Iman. Your religion is love, do you realize? With it, with ease, you travel to paradise. You love Allah, or so you say, be quick to adhere and obey. You love Allah, or so you say, be quick to adhere and obey. أتعصي الإله وأنت تزعم حبه هذا لعمري في القياس بديع لو كان حبك صادقا لأطعته إن المحب لمن يحب مطيع إني أدين بدين الحب والحكم فذلك ديني ولا إكراه في الدين. هذا كلام ابن القيم. So the love, our religion is the religion of love. We love Allah, therefore we have passion to implement our religion. We love Allah, therefore we find happiness in fulfilling the command of Allah. The most important part of worshipping Allah is the love that you have in your heart for Allah. If your heart has no love to Allah, then it will be difficult for you to love His commands. There are one issue. People cannot claim that they love Allah, yet they hate Allah's commands. If you love Allah, you have to love His commands. Whoever hates Allah's commands, his deeds are null and void. ذلك بأنهم كرهوا ما نزل الله فأحبط أعمالهم. Because they did not like what Allah revealed, thus their actions were null and void. Therefore the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you love Allah, follow the Prophet. Allah will love you and forgive your sins. So this is what we're talking about as love being an act of worship. And just like anything being an act of worship, it has to be exclusive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can share this type of love with Allah. If there's partner to Allah, that is constitutes major shirk. Just like we pray only to Allah, we make nazar only to Allah, we love Allah exclusively, the type of love which is an act of worship. And again, we remind you, the love which is an act of worship is most, the motive behind that is the glorification and submissiveness. The second type of love, which is not an act of worship, is many other categories. The top of those categories are love for the sake of Allah. This type of love is not worshipping Allah, but it's an act of worship. That means it's an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love this person. Why you love this person? Because Allah loves this person, so you love this person. That will complete your love to Allah Azza wa Jal. Because the perfect love is to love what your beloved loves. The perfect love is to love what your beloved loves. Isn't that true? من تمام الحب أن تحب ما يحب محبوبك. أن تحب ما يحب المحبوب. أليس كذلك؟ ماذا قال مجنون ليلى؟ نعرف الشعر الذي قال مجنون ليلى: أمر على الديار ديار ليلى أقبل ذا الجدار وذا الجدار ما حب الديار شغفن قلبي ولكن حب من سكن الديار. This man who loved this girl so much, He says, I go to where she used to live and I'm kissing the womb. It's not that I love the womb, but I love whoever lives in those wombs. لا حب الديار شغفنا قلبي ولكن حب من سكن الديار. So we say, the indication of a perfect love is to love what your beloved loves. Therefore, after we made that we love Allah, and our love to Allah is an act of worship to Allah Azza wa Jal, then we have to perfect our love by loving what Allah loves. And this type of love is love for the sake of Allah. Therefore, we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though we have not seen him. We never heard his speech from his mouth. But we love him because Allah loves him. So we love the Prophet for the sake of Allah. And we love the righteous people. And we love the obedient people. Therefore the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أحب لله وكره لله وعطى لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل الإيمان. Whoever loves for the sake of Allah and hates for the sake of Allah, gives for the sake of Allah and withholds for the sake of Allah, this is the person who has perfected his Iman. This is the person who has perfected his Iman. He's not loving for the sake of his own gains and benefits. He's not giving for materialistic gain. He is giving because he knows Allah loves for him to do that. And he is holding because he knows Allah loves for him to hold. So this is the first type of love that is not worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's not an act of worship to Allah, but we love for the sake of Allah. Because as we remember, we divided love into two categories. Love which is an act of worship to Allah. And this could be only one exclusive love, and that is to Allah and Allah only. Then we have love which are not acts of worship, but the first type of that is love for the sake of Allah. Secondly, we have naturalistic love, mahabba tabi'iyya, when people love one another. A person naturalistically loves his son. A person naturalistically loves his father. This is naturalistic love, mahabba tabi'iyya. Also we have love bi muqtadar jibillah, love depending on each one his own personality. Some people love honey, some people love vinegar, some people love certain color. This is something that personal issues. The love which is a naturalistic love and love which is a personal love based on your own personality, they have to be controlled by your love to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Therefore, you can never put your naturalistic love on top of your love for the sake of Allah. So on top of your love for Allah. And how people do that? Not verbally, but by action. By always preferring that with their own self-love over what Allah mandated over them. And we're going to discuss an ayah in this meaning, in this chapter, insha'Allah. So having explained that, we go through the ayat that are mentioned in this chapter. The first ayah is in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. It says in this ayah that some people, they take equivalency to Allah and they love them as much as they love Allah. Nevertheless, those believers, they love Allah more than those disbelievers love their statues and items of shirk. So in this ayah, it shows us that some disbelievers, they take equivalency to Allah. And how do they equate those with Allah? By loving them as much as they love Allah. One. And by loving them similar, the same style of loving Allah. That means they love those equivalency as acts of worship, and they love those equivalency and that then as much as they love Allah. Therefore, they are committing shirk. But the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms, they love Allah more. The second ayah in this chapter, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. Say, if your father, your son, your brother, your wife, your relations, the wealth that you have gained, and the commerce which you are afraid is going to decline, and the dwelling in which you live and you enjoy, more beloved to you than Allah and His Messenger, and struggling in His sake, then wait until Allah brings about His decision, His promise. So in this ayah shows us, when people put their naturalistic love and instinctive love ahead than their love for the sake of, ahead than their love to Allah and love to His Messenger and love to struggle for His sake, that represents a sin in Islam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waits until the punishment will befall you. I'll give you an example, a practical example of what you're talking about. You have your son, and your son walking by, and you're walking with him, and you see a toy that has music in it. And your son cries and cries, he wants this toy. And you want to please your son, and you know that this toy is classified as haram, because it introduces music to the children. If you make the decision to please your son and buy this toy, even though you know that this is haram, then you put your love for your son first and on top of your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand? This is a practical example. Your father tells you, oh my son, go and buy me a lottery ticket. You tell him no. Or you tell him yes. If you say yes to please your father, that you are pleasing your father at the expense of displeasing Allah, then you put your love for your father ahead of your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This practical example, your brother, your sister, your son, anybody in your family, your friend, come to you and tell you, brother, as you come in, please buy for me a pack of cigarettes. If you go and buy for him this pack of cigarettes, knowing that smoking is haram, and you are thinking and contemplating, Allah makes it haram, but I want to please my friend, it's unpolite for me to let him know. Then you will put your love for your friend on top and ahead of your love for Allah. You have to reflect on this ayah. From here we say, loving Allah is a major controller of our hearts. We'll put our hearts straight. Therefore, those who love objects or statues or individuals as much as they love Allah and they love them as an act of worship, this type of love constitutes shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we review, we love Allah because He is perfect. And we love Allah because of His bounty. And we love Allah, and the motive behind our loving Allah is to glorify Him and to surrender to Him. Other love, they do not have those qualities. You do not love anybody because they are perfect, because there is no one who is perfect. And you do not love the, and you might love the people because they give you things, but also you love them